Let's get more now in the last days of Osama bin Laden. Joining us live is Mark Landler, White House correspondent for the New York Times. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
Hi, Pat.
Well, can you walk us through the end game based on what your White House sources have been telling you? The operation certainly wasn't just a couple of weeks in the making, right?
No, in fact, it was really years in the making. And you need to go back about 4 years when U.S. intelligence sources were able to identify the identity of a courier, an al-Qaeda courier, whose job it was to protect Osama bin Laden. This gentleman was tracked for 4 years, and then last August, intelligence sources found a compound in a heavily secured compound on the outskirts of Islamabad in Pakistan. They spent months trying to gather more information about who was in that compound. They became persuaded that it was, as they call it, a very high-value terrorist target. The president had a series of national security meetings in March and April where they continued to sort of comb the intelligence and try to build enough confidence in it that they would authorize a military action. And then last Friday, the 29th, the president signed off on a raid using helicopters and Navy SEAL teams that landed in this compound. There was a firefight with members who were residents of the compound who included bin Laden himself. He was killed. There were two couriers who were also both killed. A woman was killed, whom officials tell us was being used as a human shield. In the course of the operation, one of the helicopters was disabled. I think it was mechanical trouble. The helicopter was destroyed by the special ops team, and then the entire special ops team left in the remaining helicopter. There were no American casualties. So by all accounts, it was quite a spectacular success.
That's a stunning story, isn't it? And this was very much a go-it-alone operation. America did this by herself, right?
Absolutely. They shared, the U.S. government, at no time shared the intel with either the Pakistanis or any other government. The Pakistanis were notified, and the administration has made a point of saying there's still a great deal of cause for cooperation in counterterrorism with the Pakistanis, but among the very questions that will be asked in the aftermath of this is, where does it leave us with the Pakistanis that we did this by ourselves in their territory, and more to the point that Pakistan was harboring bin Laden for some period of time, possibly years.
And everybody has been talking about this morning. How could Pakistan not have known or been slightly suspicious that Osama bin Laden was there?
Well, there's always been a suspicion that when bin Laden fled from his tunnel hideaway in Tora Bora in 2001, that he wound up in the rugged frontier area across the Pakistani border. What's shocking about this is that he didn't wind up being found there. He was found in what they call a settled area, and in this case, not just a settled area, but an affluent suburb where there are many retired Pakistani military officials, and that will raise profound questions about Pakistan's role in the war on terror and, you know, the extent to which they work with us or indeed at cross purposes with the United States.
Do you suppose that it was a matter of trusting Pakistan or just the fewer people who knew about it, the better?
I think there was an element of the fewer people that knew about it, the better. It was obviously closely held in a very small circle within the U.S. government. For an operation of this size, of this sensitivity, you'd probably expect that they would tell very few people. That said, the fact that the Pakistanis were, by all accounts, not involved does say something about the nature and status of our relationship.
I'm guessing that the White House is pretty happy about this development, but there must also be, at the same time, an effort not to appear too celebratory.
Well, you heard the president say last night that this doesn't resolve the threat from al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
Al-Qaeda is a diffuse organization. It has franchises in a lot of different countries, Yemen, other parts of North Africa. And so I think he and other officials will be careful to say that this doesn't eliminate the threat. But it does deprive al-Qaeda of a charismatic, iconic leader. And that psychologically has an extraordinary impact.
Do you think it's a total game changer in the war on terror?
Well, you know, as I said, because of the very the powerful image of Bin mm-hmm. Laden, I think by its very nature, it's a game changer. But I think it's also worth noting that Al Qaeda and affiliates of Al Qaeda are not going to stop operating because of this. And indeed, in the immediate aftermath, there's some concern on the part of U.S. officials that you could see retaliatory attacks. So, mm-hmm. in the short run, the risk of terrorism may have actually grown rather than diminished.
Thank you so much for joining us live. Fascinating talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Mark Landler, White House correspondent for the New York Times.